Blog Talk Radio.
Down the road.
everybody. It's Sunday night for the West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. We're trying to get the studio up right now. We're having problems getting it connected. I don't know what's going on with the page tonight. But bear with me just a couple of minutes. We're going to get the page going and get logged in. I imagine Stan and Dan are kind of hanging out for us, so just bear with me just a couple more minutes. We'll get this board running, hopefully. I don't know. We're having a heck of a time getting into it. It comes in, and then you log into it, and it kicks you back out. So give us just a few more minutes and see if we can't get it in, and we'll get the show started. I know Stan's got some pretty exciting news about some of the stuff going on with OBR, and so can't wait to get started. So bear with us for a few minutes, and we'll get her going. So we're actually up in Red River this weekend and did a little cooking up here and a little competing. And so we're up in the Tall Pines here. And so we had a pretty good time. We had a top five overall fifth place replaced. And so we had a good time. Had a fish and chicken, fish and ribs. I think a sixth and pork and my seventh and brisket. Had a little problem with brisket this weekend. And so, you know, there's always one meat that's always going to give you a fit. Seems like every time that you go to, it looks like brisket was it this weekend. So, so that was our deal. And so, but it's been good. And we were using Dan's new injector. He's got quite an injector up there, and it worked great. And we were able to inject some butts. Matter of fact, even injected our brisket with it this weekend. Worked really well. And really, really liked using that. It was our first weekend to kind of go through it and give it a try and see how all that worked. And, man, it worked great. I mean, I've never injected brisket and butts in just a matter of minutes, and we were done. You know, usually when you're using one syringe, you know, seems to take a while, but man, it worked really well. And it was great. It was great. So, all right, we're still working on it here a little bit, and get it in here, hopefully here in just a minute or two. This thing will go to cooperating, and we'll get into the studio. We'll get the show going. I'm really looking forward to talking to Stan and some exciting news going on with OBR. We chatted a little bit the other morning. I didn't get to see the news myself on that they announced until later on. Like I said, we were in the contest, and so I've been kind of running a little behind on all of everything, all the new stuff going on, man, did great. I kind of said to everybody, I guess, you know, this is kind of certainly the fall season for cook-offs and stuff, and so that we kind of got started. We've been off for a few weeks, and was able to get in and said have some fun. We're up in the mountains, and man, it was great. You know, 72 degree weather during the day, and the night was a little cooler. We're down in the 40s and 50s, and so we had a good time. Had a good time. Had a pretty good turnout. They had about 15 teams up here, so it wasn't too bad. See what's going on here. So, bear with me just another couple of minutes. So we can get this thing going. don't know if it's the mountains or what's going on tonight. Everything was working earlier. We were, matter of fact, we were out on the internet. A little messing around and had the page pulled up. So I went to start the show and went to refresh it. And kind of like usual, sometimes when we refresh this page, it seems to go haywire for some reason. And it went haywire again tonight. So hopefully we can get this thing running here in a minute. We'll get down to some business. So hopefully everybody can hear me right now. They're not, everybody's just not sitting there listening to nothing. So all right, give me just a couple more minutes. Let's see, man. Let's do it. Well, it's still giving us fits. I've never had this happen with a page. Says anybody's got it? I can get on the other pages, I just can't get into this page for some reason. Bear with me a couple more minutes. Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to hang up for just a minute. Everybody hold on just a minute. I'm going to try another connection. And what I'm going to do is if Dan and them are in, I'm going to go ahead and log them in. And I'll get it started that way. And then I'll get it going. So, guys, I'll log you in here. If you guys can hear me, I'll log you in here in just a minute. And then, like I said, I will call back in and reconnect to the show. So give me just a minute, and you're going to hear some dead space here for just a couple minutes. Okay, guys, maybe I've got everybody in. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Who do I have in here? Those are three numbers, so seeing who we have.
You got Dan Ulidal.
Okay.
Thank you, Kansas City.
Yep,
okay.
Stan Hayes is here, also from Kansas City.
All right. Okay. And who else do I have? Maybe just someone else listening in. Hey, guys, I'm sorry, man. I'm up in the mountains, and we had a good internet connection up here, but I guess they must be blocking or something. I had to use the hotspot on my personal phone because I've got two phones running to run everything. So I apologize about the time. Said everything was working. I checked it about an hour or so ago, and everything was working great. So I thought, well, we won't have any problems. And I should have known better. Something would happen. So how are you guys?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, I tell you what, Dan, let me get Stan on here. He has some big news with OBR, and let's see what all's going on. And
sounds great.
And then, like I said, we'll just kind of we'll kind of chat, everybody, and see what's going on. So, all right, Stan. So I've seen a little bit about it. Looks like you guys are going to have a big whole hog class with some pretty heavy hitters in there. And I guess this is going to kind of benefit everything for OBR. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, we'll have a whole hog class going on. It'll be Thursday and Friday at the American Royal Center, at one of the largest sites we've teamed up with. Two local companies here in Kansas City that have a very large corporate site out there, and that will use tents and equipment and everything. So we have been talking about this with these guys for quite some time now on how we could do this. So for those that don't know, we'll have Brad Orson from The Shed, who won Whole Hog at Memphis in May this year. We'll also have Mark Lambert, who actually won Memphis in May this year. He won it with shoulder, but is an excellent hog cook in his own right. We also have John Wheeler that will be cooking a hog. And John has won the Memphis in May with Whole Hog before. And there's also the co-owner of Memphis Barbecue Company. And then the last member that some people may not know the name, Alan Smith, but Alan is the head cook of Boar's Night Out, which was the Memphis Barbecue Network Team of the Year last year. I believe they swept it in all three categories. And on top of that, they swept a contest this weekend in Dyersburg, Tennessee, in all three categories. So some extremely, extremely good hog cooks. We're going to do four hogs, four different ways, and the class is going to get to hear from each one of those pit masters on how they do it. They'll get some recipes on brines, injections, rubs, and it's going to be a pretty star-studded cast. We also have some special guests that will be stopping by. I think a few of them that we can say right now for sure is Famous Dave Anderson will be there. Doing a little talking. We'll have Diva Q will be stopping by throughout the time. We'll have David Knight from Old Hickory Pits will be in there. We'll be using two of his pits to cook. So we'll have some pretty big, names and barbecue that will be coming throughout this two-day class. So we're pretty excited about it. I know I've seen a couple of people with a little sticker shock for it, but I mean, pretty much everything but a hotel room is included in that price. I mean, all the meals, drinks. We're going to have one hell of a blowout Friday night where these hogs are actually going to be served at this corporate party of about 1,000 to 1,500 people. So
wow.
In a nutshell, it's going to be two long days of packed, agenda. We will be doing throwing some curveballs coming out, or not curveballs, but some exciting things that will come up along the way. I know I've had some people ask some questions about, or maybe make some comments would be better, that maybe we overhyped this for a class and thought it was going to be something else. We do have several sponsorship type things that will be coming down the road that I just am not ready to announce yet. I was hoping a few of those things were going to come out at the same time, and it was going to be a really big announcement, but we got a lot of good things coming along, and but we have a lot of expenses that are going to be coming along with it, and so we're trying to make this an annual probably fundraiser of some sort. Not saying it's always going to be a hog class, but trying to do something like this in the fall around the American Royal.
Well, good deal, man. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you say that, it is, I believe it's like, $1,500, isn't that correct?
It's $1,500, and of that $1,500, I think either $1,200 or $1,300 of it will be tax deductible to the person, because we are getting enough sponsor. I think we'll have enough sponsors that will pay for a lot of the ancillary stuff of the class. So we should somewhere around $1,200 to $1,300 per person be going into OBR because. The four pit masters are donating their time, donating their skill, and everything to us. So we're not having to pay them. We have some expenses for them, but we're not paying them in any way.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. But I mean, you know, if I want to take up the whole hog and just go out there and start just competing and do it the hard way, there's no telling how many thousands of dollars you would spend doing that and be able to go into something like this and get the need to know information and to start out cooking that way with the knowledge that and the experience that these guys have. I mean, all of a sudden, that's not much money. I mean, because we all spend a lot of that good money, testing things, trying things out, trying to figure things out, and I mean, we spend thousands of dollars, and sometimes that's just a good thing. I mean, it's even like Cosmo, he's got his videos and stuff out there, and I think they're like $500 for him, and he had a special earlier, I purchased those because I was just kind of curious. I mean, I do a lot of stuff, but you always want to know. What some of these guys have been very, very successful in doing this, there's little things, sometimes it's not major things, but it's little things that you don't do that you've missed. And those kind of classes and stuff like that, I mean, all of a sudden, the light bulb comes on, it's like, oh, crap, that's just invaluable. And I think, and it's for a good cause. On the other end of that, I mean,
I'm biased, but yeah, I think it's for a great cause. side of it is that we're also going to be doing this on how you can make a profit with it. I've talked to quite a few people that do whole hog for catering. One of them is one of the guys on our board, and he tells me, it is the most profitable thing he does is a whole hog for catering. He said, when you get into it, I can't do it. I have to turn down whole hog opportunities because I just can't do it every day, all the time. But he said, it is the most profitable part. And so we will be talking besides presentation, and how you cook this hog for competition. We're going to also be talking about how you cook these hogs, for money, to use it as a revenue generation stream. And so, I don't know what you spend on a contest, but I know what I spent when I did my taxes last year, and when you throw in, diesel fuel and, the soda for you, the beer, everything that I spent, it averaged over $750 a contest last year.
Right. And I don't know that I broke it down per contest, but, you're quite right. I mean, I think I did 18, 19 contests last year, and I spent, when it's all said and done, sure, my wife's not listening, but about $15,000 competing. you're right. I mean, and that's what I'm getting at. I mean, you put a lot of time, you put a lot of effort, product and everything else. But, I mean, and that's not counting all the times that you're sitting around practicing and doing all that end of it. I mean, and think about it. I mean, think, if you want to go out there and you want to practice whole hog, I mean, you're going to have to buy a whole hog, and then you got to find somebody that's going to eat everything that you've done. Normally it's like my neighbors. I mean, hell, I give all my food away to neighbors and everything else most of the time. So, there's a huge expense there of just the, experimentation and that stuff on that end of it. So, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, $1,500 is not, a huge thing. I mean, you know, it is an expense, and I mean, you know, it does cost. But I mean, if you, and to me too, I mean, if you're going to be doing the whole hog thing, I mean, you already know that you're going to be in some pretty good expense on that other end of it too. So, you know,
also, I know for me, it's sort of a bucket list item.
Yes, sir.
I can go out there and cook a whole hog in my backyard. I'm pretty sure. But would it be worth anything? I don't know. Would I be cussing and everything along the way? Probably so.
Absolutely. So, and that's what I'm getting at. I mean, that side of it is, I mean, how many of them hogs are you going to have to cook out there to figure out what you can get in a couple of days, you know, sitting there listening and, you know, and doing it. And, you know, to me, all of a sudden, I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, that's not a huge thing. I mean, it'll probably save you money in the long run and something like that, and it is. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, you talk about bucket list, and I mean, you know, I'd love to do Memphis in May or something like that, you know. And, you know, because, I mean, you know, it's what we live for. We live to, you know, we all want to go to the Royal. We all want to be at the Jack, you know, Memphis in May. I mean, and just run the whole gauntlet of these competitions and stuff. And, you know, even if you did it once, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, from that side there, I mean, even if I was just going to do it one time, if I was going to put out the money to go out and cook in Memphis in May, then $1,500 even on that end of it wouldn't be a big deal or a bad thing, because I'd have a lot more knowledge going into something like that than, you know, going over there, you know, if I was only going to do it one time, you know. If I just wanted to do it and I wanted to be, I mean, you know, all of a sudden $1,500 is not that big. I mean,
yep.
I mean, because, you know, you might do well. You know, otherwise, you know, that may be just, you know, one big party for you, and you, you know, you dump $4,000 or $5,000, so.
And that's, you know, it's, do something like Memphis in May to cook that, you're going to spend $5,000. $7,000.
Yeah.
Just for a basic booth and everything, you know, Memphis in May is totally different. It's not like what you see at the American Royal. I mean, there'll be some parties and stuff at the American Royal that they'll spend that kind of money. The one that we'll be at, you know, where our space will be that we're doing this class, will be one of those spaces. But, you know, we're in a space of 16,000 square feet. I guarantee you, you couldn't buy that at Memphis in May.
Wow.
So
no, just...
we're gonna put on the hog, so to speak, no pun intended, for everybody that comes to this, and we really hope that people see that, wow, you know, yeah, it's a lot of money, but it's an investment in potentially my catering business. My, you know, I know a lot of us that do catering and, you know, compete. I'm hoping that they'll see that it's gonna be an opportunity. And especially with these guys.
Well, no, so. I think that's a great deal, and you know, I think you'll be successful at it. I think that, you know, as people get into it, you're gonna see more of this, and you know, I see, you know, nowadays it's so much different. I mean, people are spending money. I mean, there's guys out here that have a lot of money, and that's what they want to do, is those kind of things. But like I said, I mean, even on the other side, even if you just want to use it as a charitable donation and do it for a good cause, I mean, you know, right now, I mean, I think you guys have one of the best causes out there. And, you know, I did a lot of different stuff, you know, American Cancer Society and different things.
Sure.
And, you know, but, you know, to do what you guys done, and I mean, y'all kind of had a busy year. I mean, you know, I compete with Brian McLarty out of Dallas area, and I mean, you know, he's been real busy and very involved in it. And, you know, you guys were in West and then in Moore. And, you know, I don't know. There's no one else that can do something like you guys have done and take care of as many people as you guys have and touch as many lives as you guys have. I mean, it's huge.
Well, and you know, realistically, you know, I'm not going to take any credit for any of those things, because to me, that's really the barbecue community. The barbecue family has really just come out and embraced, you know, the what a couple of you know, barbecue guys together, and that was really formalizing a lot of what we do. If you think about it today, there is a lot of people out there that help out their church, help out the school, help out, and who are they? Guy, I can tell you around my area, it's the barbecue guys. It's the barbecue guys going out there and cooking a bunch of pork butts for that teacher appreciation dinner or doing something for a family in need. And so when it came to something big like this, all we did was reach out to the family, so to speak, and say, let's go. And it's really caught on in the barbecue. And I can tell you it's going outside the barbecue community. It's going into, you know, talking with the National Barbecue Association, you know. They're starting to back us. You know, the KCBS is already a big supporter of ours, and so IBCA, Lone Star. I mean, you know, you get up in the Northeast, both Mid-Atlantic and NEBS, they all of them, when we've had disasters, you know, Louisiana Cookers Associate, I mean, you start coming through, and these associations start us. And so, you know, we want to help you guys out. And we need them. We need everyone, because ultimately at the end of the day, we all have a day job. And we're doing this because we want to help people. And, you know, this class, you know, some people, you know, may think it's expensive. Some people may think, well, why can't we do it, you know, something that everybody can go to. But first of all, we couldn't have everybody. And if I did this at half the price, yeah, I could probably sell it out. But I think I can sell it out at a higher price point. You know, maybe next time it's only one of these guys or someone else. But when each one of these guys goes and gets $600 to $700 to do their own class, and you're going to get to hear from four, I think it's worth more. That's just my personal opinion.
No, I agree. Well, and that's the thing, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, I mean, it, you know, hell, I mean, it's like if you want to go to Meyer's class, it's what, $750? And I mean, you know, so yeah, I mean, look at that. I mean, you've got four experts, four guys that probably have different opinions or even techniques in certain ways. I mean, you know, there's going to be some, you know, things that, you know, we all have in common, I mean, when we all compete. But you're going to have, you know, four different aspects of how, you know, four different successful pitmasters cook that way. And, you know,
and we're
going to
have other people coming in. You know, experts in areas such as,
you know, somebody like a Dave Buska maybe coming in and talking about injections, or, you know, somebody like Jim Comport coming in and talking about hogs and what's the difference between a Comport hog and a Packer that you can go buy down the road at a meat locker. I mean, there's big differences, and also educating people on the differences in hogs, the differences. You know, if you're cooking for a catering job versus cooking for a contest, which one are you going to buy? And so, you know, these are things that, and I could tell you, because it's not really a secret, but OBR, we have a couple of people that are, have told us they will sponsor us next year to have a booth at Memphis in May.
Wow.
So we want to go, and so it may be a little self-serving on our side that we know what the heck we're doing.
That's what we're talking about before. I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go and do something like that, I mean, yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to know a little bit about what you're doing to go into something like that, because, you know, it is. I mean, you know, it's hard. I mean, I've done it that way, and you know, we've done good, and I mean, but there's so much out there, and you know, like I said, those little things will eat you up, and you know, sometimes I mean, you know, guys like that can point you in the right direction and say, hey, you know,
oh yeah,
you need to do this here, or you know, and I mean, it's kind of like, you know, like one of the big deals is, and I mean, you know, it may be 50-50 on this. I mean, you know, you see some guys, they're cooking, you know, with it split open down, and then you've got some guys that are got the split open and they got them, you know, turned on top. You know, some of them want the punch bowl effect, and then, you know, others, you know, they're looking at this, you know, the skin side of it and then all that end of it too. And, you know, so, you know, it's the same thing with anything else. I mean, it's like a brisket. You know, some people do it up, some people do it down. And there's tons of controversy about it. It's like, and, I went middle of the road. I do it both ways, half and half.
Well, you know, I think along with this whole weekend of this is that Operation Barbecue Relief is also going to be cooking the open with several of these guys. We will have right now, Brian McClarty is the head cook for Team Operation Barbecue Relief. And he's going to bring some Texas brisket up here to the Royal. You know, we're going to have, it looks like we're going to have Brad Orson from the Shed cooking the butts for this. And then it looks like we're going to have John Wheeler, who's done quite well in ribs at Memphis and May and everything, and his partner at the restaurant certainly has done really well. And they're going to be doing, he's going to be doing the ribs. And then we'll probably, I think right now, the lineup goes to Gary and Dion Lanton from, who won Pitmasters Georgia, are going to be coming up and cooking the chicken for us. And
really?
Then we've got some guys coming in that are going to help with some sides. We might find a worthless nut or two with Rob Marion coming in. You know, maybe cooking a side dish. And we got some guys that are on our board from New York, 3 Minute and Baby back, who are going to come in and do some side dishes. They made it to the Jack last year. I don't know if I'm fortunate or what, but I'll be cooking the Invitational and the Open, and I'm doing this class. And I've already scheduled a couple extra days off after the Royal because I'm going to be so tired, I'm not even going to be in any shape to do anything.
I agree. Well, yeah, we're planning on doing that. We're planning on cooking in the Invitational and the Open ourselves. But, you know, now you kind of scared about this Open thing. You know, I got to deal with Brian, but, I mean, good Lord.
I'll tell you what. You know it, and I know it. It's any given Saturday. You know, it's just like an NFL game. Any given Sunday, any team can win. Anybody can. The Royal, even more so. You know. But I would tell you that. You know, Dan's on the phone, and I'm gonna ask Dan if I still have an injector that you donated, and I'm gonna be using that on a fifth hog that we're going to do, because on top of showing people how to cook on a old hickory, you know, on a large old hickory, we're also going to get one. Old hickory's going to be bringing down one of the new sort of double wide CTOs that you can do a hog on, and then we'll be doing one on a Meadow Creek PR60, and then we're going to have the infamous Willard Jeep. Or Willis Jeep from the Shed will be there cooking the Robo Hog. The fifth one is going to actually be done by us, and it's going to be the Packer that we're going to show the difference between that and the Comport Hog, and we're going to cook that one in a La Cucina, hot, fast roasting box. But we're going to use Dan's injector, and so, Dan, you didn't even know this, but we're going to use your injector and show the entire class your injector, and we're going to be injecting a mojo into that and do a Cuban style hog for Thursday.
Excellent. That's
so
great.
And Thursday night, Dan, at the Royal, you know, like to invite you down and make sure you stop by and try some Cuban pig. I don't know if hopefully it's good.
Yeah, we'll
but
get together. I'll
know
get the you some.
Section will be there.
I'll get some. Teach you some new needles and stuff, a little bit bigger gauge, and really get some stuff in there.
But
that's great.
But I don't want to take up the whole show or anything, but I greatly appreciate you, you know, letting me come on, because to us it's big news. It's something that's going to help help our operating budget for 2014 and pay some expenses that we have. So.
Anytime, and that's what I'm going to tell you. You have an open invite. Anytime that you got anything like this going on, just let me know. And like I said, I mean, you're welcome to come on, or John or Brian or any of them. In fact, I was going to have Brian on. I know he's running for office and stuff. And we talked earlier in the year, and then the Moore thing kind of happened, and he was so busy. We had scheduled one, and he's like, man, I said, that's fine. I said, you know, I said, I'll let you kind of catch your breath again, and we'll get on and talk. And so I need to get him back on. But no, you guys, any time, I mean, just holler at me, and we'll get you guys on, and promote it any way that we can. And I'm gonna put it on my page, and I'll even throw a deal up on my website for it. And I'm averaging,
awesome.
I'm getting probably 70 to 100 hits a week now, even on my little one man website there. So. So we'll put it out there, and like I said, anything, if there's any more news or anything like that, or, you know, updates or anything like that, just send it to me, and we'll get it out there. And like I said, if you want to come on, I will do that, and we'll have a good time. And like I said, I look forward to seeing all you guys up there at the World this year. That's great. Like I said, I mean, I don't think that there's a better more deserving organization right now out there helping people, because you got to save so many lives, in these disasters and stuff. And it's on such a grand scale that, you know, and a lot of people don't know about it. And we talk about it a lot, it's huge. I just want to thank you guys for doing those kind of things, because, I mean, you know, it takes people with that kind of desire and with the skill stuff like that, and that's what, you know, a lot of people ask me, and just what you said, it is kind of a barbecue community, because we are used to cooking for a lot of people and stuff like that, and so, you know, it was very fitting for people like us to come into something like that and be able to, load up these big cookers and stuff like that and cook for masses, and so, I think it's a great deal, enjoyed having you on, and I mean, you're more welcome to stay on with us. We're gonna chat with Dan a little bit, and if you wanna hang out with us and talk more about injectors and stuff like that, you're more welcome, Dan.
I would love to, but today is actually my anniversary, so I probably, if I'm a smart man, I will say goodnight to everybody. Appreciate the opportunity to be on here. We'll definitely come back, because we'll be, like I said, as we lead up to the Royal, there'll be some more announcements and some more things that we'll be doing. And me or Brian or one of the other guys would love the opportunity to come back.
Well, like I said, anytime you guys, I mean, just holler at me and we'll get you on here. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you guys are part of the family of the West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show. So, yes, anytime.
Well,
enjoy
appreciate
it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, good evening.
And,
sorry, go get yourself out of trouble.
Yeah. And, hey, Dan, I'll be talking to you a little bit more about what we'll be doing. So,
I'm excited for that. That's pretty cool, man.
All right,
it.
Guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Hey, Dan. How are you, man?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Lance?
I'm good. I'm sitting up here in the nice cool pines and cooked some pitas out here on the grill just a little bit ago. Like I said, it's been one of those weekends where, you know, we're sitting at about, I don't know, 8,900 feet. Up in the New Mexico Mountains, went to a cook-off, and just great.
Good, yeah. We just got back from cooking out in Blue Springs, racing for barbecue contest. Didn't do as well as I planned, but I got some really good scores.
I understand that one. I kind of had one little day, too, that, you know, everything went well except for brisket. Man, I took the brisket up to, almost 208, 210 up here. And, you know, should have been, by any rights, hot roast. And, matter of fact, I felt I'm in a residue for a good while. And, man, it felt good. I pushed in on it. But, you know, we're great. Let it rest. Sliced into it. You know, got up there where I needed to be. And so, oh, we got problems. The meat was just the center. I mean, just the connective tissue didn't break down in it this time. And, you know, but I was afraid to go any further with that brisket. That, I mean, it was a good choice, IBP brisket. And I thought, you know, what do you do? I mean, and you take one to that temperature, and I mean, I figured it was already stew meat.
Yeah, just kind of, you could have turned it some nice shredded. You would have think you could turn it some nice shredded beef with that. But, yeah,
yeah.
I think mine finished at 205 this weekend, and they came right apart like they're supposed to, and apparently the judges didn't think so.
Yeah, I had some of that too. Of course, you know, we go into so many different areas, and like I said, you know, we're in northern Mexico right now, and I grew up in New Mexico, and but, you know, you don't think of New Mexico for barbecue, number one. I mean, it's Mexican food, obviously. And, you know, so everybody asks me, it's like, well, you know, what's the flavor profile? I'm like, you know, I really don't have a clue. I mean, I never ate a lot of barbecue in New Mexico because most of it wasn't even eat to begin with. And, you know, so we've had a discussion of, like, and one guy came over yesterday. I was cooking ribs. I was doing my thing. And he said, oh, you're going to do a sweet rib up there? I'm like, better suggestion. Or what are you trying to tell me here? Oh, no.
You got to listen to the local crowd. I try to stick kind of around the metro area within a few hours, but just try to stick with what I know.
Absolutely. Well, and I mean, you know, as long as it does, you know, decent, then, you know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, I think we had a fifth place rib, a fifth in chicken, a sixth in pork butt, and a seventh in brisket. I mean, you know, it's not a bad taste. I mean, but, you know, it would have liked to have been a little bit better.
Yeah, I finished mid-pack with eights and nines all the way across the board. With a random seven here and there, and that's it.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what the top 30 were. I was in the top 30.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, exactly. I mean, you know, so you get into those things and you think, man, fucking me, heck. And,
yeah, I can't change anything. Definitely.
So, but we did. I had your injector out, and you know, we were cooking in downtown. I mean, they had this at a saloon here, and so they just kind of blocked off part of the main road and put us, I mean, right out in the open to everybody. And the looks that I got when I pulled your injector out there were like, "What in God's name is that?"
That's the going rate. Yeah, that's the going rate. I've heard people talk about. Looks like Freddy Krueger had something to do with designing that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, you know, they're sitting there watching me, and I'm pumping up butts and stuff, and they're going, "Wow."
That's the coolest thing ever.
You know,
when I designed that thing, I knew what it was going to look like, and since I kind of took it from the inception to the finished product, I didn't really think much of it until I showed it off to like a non-barbecue dude or whatever, and like, what is that? That is, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. What do you do with that? Well, it's a meat injector. And they go, oh, that makes perfect sense. So, idea.
It was great. Yeah.
Simple idea, works great.
Yeah. Easy to clean.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I had one of the contestants here. He was using some kind of bullion. And, I mean, this stuff came out like molasses, and it watered it down. But I think he must have had some bigger spices in it. We couldn't really see it. But he was trying to use a single needle injector, and man, couldn't get it done. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I can do this. But I said, let me go over and get mine. And I brought that in there, and he's like, they're sitting there like, okay. And we got the job done, and, you know, it's a good deal. And so, you know, there were several guys there looking at it like, yeah, you can inject in like a quarter of the time, probably even more than that. I mean, it's just, I mean, you know, I did two butts and a brisket, and I probably didn't have 2 or 3 minutes in the whole process. I mean, it was just awesome.
And, it made you want to do a little bit more, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was like, okay, anybody got anything else over here? We can bring a half chicken over here. I'll pump that thing up next. And, yeah,
oh, yeah.
I mean, just how much you can do with it. And so much easier.
It's so versatile.
Yeah.
You can take it down. You can plug off 3 needles. Use 1 needle. You can use 2 needles. You can use 3 needles. It doesn't matter. Some people said they want to be able to use it for chicken with one needle. You know, so I include plugs with it, so you can plug them off and do what you need to do, and open it back up and go do your big meats. You can do your catering parties. You can. I've in the last couple of weeks, I've had several go to restaurants.
I can imagine.
Throughout the country, really. I mean, there's not one set place that the majority of them are going. I think Texas has quite a few of them right now, but they're going all over the place. I'm trying to hit the different Facebook sites pretty hard and things like that, just trying to get the word out. You know, and coming on your guys' show. I was on Chris's show a few weeks ago, and I think that's how you came across getting yours.
I had seen yours out, and then I said, and then Chris popped up with one, and I was like, he was doing something. We were talking about it, and I was like, I gotta have one, man. I gotta have it. And
It should be the must-have barbecue tool. Everybody needs one because you don't have to use it all the time if you don't want to, but once you start using it, you're going to want to use it all the time. It's just breathing.
Yes, and I mean, you know, of course, I before your deal, I'd gone to an old, you know, essentially the old style, what we used to use for cattle and stuff, shotgun. And, you know, you could set how many, you know, your dose on them and, you know, how much you put in and, you know, per click. And, you know, we used to use it on cattle and stuff like that. And, I mean, and I forget someone come out with, you know, had one fly and I was like, you know, it was 20, 30 bucks. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, hey, well, why I even thought about that. And, you know, that was great. I mean, then you go to this level here and it's like, you know, all of a sudden, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I got here the other morning, and, oh, well, probably by the time they had everything registered and everything, we were probably about 10 o'clock. I cut my spare ribs down to St. Louis. I prepped my brisket, 2 pork butts, 4 half chickens, and, I mean, with using your injector and all that, I was sitting around at noon that day with nothing to do. I mean, all my meat was done.
And your arm felt all right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Your hand didn't hurt anymore.
No. And I'm sitting there thinking, I have never been through a prep like this. And, I mean, I'm done. It's finished. I don't have to worry about it anymore. And I'm sitting around. I'm like, you're at a bar. And it's like, well, hell, I guess I'll go have a beer.
the first year of competition was the first time I'd ever injected anything. First year, my wife and I were prepping injections in little shaker bottles, pouring them in whatever cups we had laying around, which would mostly be like a solo cup or a plastic cup. Pour injection into that, and then start injecting. And we'd use the old the real cheap vet needle things. And you never knew if the rubber stopper was going to hang. If the rubber stopper hang, you pull that thing out and you shoot your injection cup, which was probably full of butchers, and it cost you probably $5 to make that load of injection. Well, now it's all over your tools, all over everything.
Yeah.
You know, so you just wasted
another $5 to an already expensive day, and now you're aggravated, and you just want it over with, and you still got to inject a piece of meat. So I you know, it's in the middle of winter in Kansas City, we're snowed in, and I'm thinking, how can I make it easier to inject? So, like, self-containment would be nice. If I was a guy that, I've got a cooking trailer now, so I've got a refrigerator in there, I make my injections the day before I go out, I throw it in the refrigerator, it's all sealed up. I get there, I shake it a few times, and I pump it up, and I inject. I am done super fast. Then I'll wash it out typically now. But if you don't want to wash it out, you throw it back in the cooler, you throw it back in the refrigerator, clean it out when you get home.
Yeah. And I've done that kind of stuff before. I mean, throw it in there, it's in some ice, stuff like that, throw it in there. Like, I worry about it when I get back. And but, you know, we rinsed everything out and everything. And that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, is there, detergents and stuff like that? I mean, is there anything that's better, you know, as far as sanitizing than bleach or something like that? Or, I mean, what do you recommend on that?
Well, somebody that probably been around food a lot longer than me would probably be a better answer. There's a few restaurant-quality tool sanitizer fluids you could use. My typical cleaning, I'll rinse the injection out. I'll put a couple drops of dish soap in there, fill it up about halfway with hot water. I'll shake it like crazy, making sure that I got that that hot soapy water all over the inside. I'll pump it up, and I'll drain that tank to make sure there's not a single drip of anything left in those tubes.
Right.
And then I'll scrub off the outside with that hot soapy water. I'll give it a good rinse. I'll throw a capful of bleach in there with some more water, run it through, get it all emptied out, rinse it out one last time.
You still there? Dan? Hello? Okay, I don't know what's going on here. I've lost Dan, I think. Okay, hold on a second. I think we're going to get him back in. We lost him. Let's see here.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. I thought maybe it was me again. I thought, oh, well.
No, it was me.
And
my phone
like, oh, I'm here. So, okay.
Yeah.
You were kind of at the throw a couple of caps or a cap of bleach in, and I guess that's about the time I lost you.
Yeah, my drop signal there. Any commercial sanitizing type solution is going to be good. Bleach is readily available and cost effective, so that's what I've always used. And just making sure you get it all out. That's the big deal. Make sure you rinse it. Rinse it thoroughly after you've done your cleaning. Make sure nothing's hiding in that tube. Pump it up with completely empty and shoot that water, a couple water drips that are in that tube, because if you don't cook every week, you don't want some water to go stagnant in that pipe.
No, absolutely. No, there's nothing better than that. You know, I had one. I used to use a little pump-up sprayer for, you know, my spritzing and stuff. And I pulled the ones out that I had. So I went to a new brand because I was looking for, a small one, like what you have. I guess it's probably, a half a gallon? Is that right?
Yeah. Mine's a half gallon, yes.
Yes. And where we're at now, I can't find them anymore. And, that's a perfect size, even for, spritzing and stuff like that, your meats and stuff, they're easy to handle. There's plenty of products you can put in them to do whatever you want to do. You said that about the needle deals, and I kind of forgot about that. I seen that pack, and I threw it in my cook bill, but I hadn't thought about it as you just what you said, use one needle. And so just what you described, I was I healed on my chicken breast. I do one more injection right before I start cooking them in IVCA stuff, you know, where we took a half chicken. And I grabbed a 60cc syringe, and I was in a hurry, and I pulled it back. Sure enough, the rubber come off, stuff went everywhere, house in there,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I've thrown stuff at that point. There's not much more to make a barbecue guy mean than making his. Have you ever punched yourself in the face with one? I've done that too.
Yeah, I can see that.
I cook on high prep tables, so I don't have to bend over anything. So they're at chest level whenever I'm prepping. So whenever I'm doing anything on top of it that's that tall, it's coming right towards my face typically. I wasn't thinking about it, pulled that old syringe handle out, hit myself right in the nose. So
yeah, that's not good.
No, you know, it looks bad.
Yeah, you know, and those little things that like, yeah, you know, yeah, you have those days and like you want to hurt somebody before it's all over with. And
so
you know, absolutely.
I came up with a half gallon size. I felt that was the most economical size for everybody. I mean, the backyard dude can go out there, mix up the apple juice, mix up the spices or whatever, go out there and inject his stuff that he's never injected before and notice that, wow, there's so much more flavor now. And all his people that he's feeding. You know, if you're just making a brisket or you're making a butt or you're making some chicken, inject it, get that flavor in there, and it's just great.
No,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I can't cook anything now without injecting my ribs. I'll tell you, I cut my spares down to St. Louis also, and I put those four needles in between the rib meat and just bump that trigger, and those things fill up like little sausages. Every single rib is.
Do you run it parallel with the bone, or are you going down and top? Perpendicular to it.
I flip them over so I got the backside at me, and I'll go in. I'll just try to get those needle holes into that back meat without going through the front, in between the ribs, all four needles in between one rib, and just bump that trigger just a little bit, and it fills them up. It fills them up in a second. I did four racks of ribs probably in a minute or two. And it makes me smile when I do it, because it's fun. It's fun to watch that happen, because there's nothing else out on the market you're going to be able to do that with. There's just not. It's the perfect size. I only started injecting the ribs a few contests ago, but I should take a video of me doing that, because it's a mind blower. Because the spacing on the needles is just perfect for St. Louis style ribs.
Oh no, I see it. I mean, I've said anything about that. I mean, you know, I've never messed with it just because it's such a pain in the butt to do that. And you know, I've even grind ribs a time or two, and I wasn't really, you know, happy with the results of that. But you know, to be able to get that down in there that quick with something like that,
it's simple, man. Just pop it in there and go. And once you did a rack, you'll want to have 20 of them sitting there, because you'll be pulling, you'll be yelling at people outside your cooking area, going, "Hey, come here and watch this."
bring me your ribs, boys. Let me show you something. Huh? Well, see, and that's the thing. I mean, there's so much of that, you know, just what we get into. I mean, it gets to a point that some of the stuff is so time consuming. That, you know, sometimes, you know, we kind of cut that step out of it because it just takes us thinking long to do it. And,
yeah,
you know, you're sitting out there. And, you know, we, a lot of times, you know, especially with us, you know, I do a lot of IBCA stuff. And a lot of times, you know, I don't get off work till 5 o'clock on Friday, you know, get the family together. And, you know, I've got two girls in my house, so you know how that is. I mean, you know, if I want to leave at 5 o'clock, and if we get out of there by 6, we're doing really good. And yeah. You know, and you get to the contest, and I mean, you know, they're pushing everybody to get your stuff inspected. So like, let me go to work, and
yeah.
You know, you get in those situations. And
I like
you know, but that's
I really like to be at my contest, you know, around noon. And I'd be lucky if I make it to a contest and be injecting by 1. That would be ideal. It seems like more and more it's around 4. So I know
yeah,
what the setup and all that stuff. But
you know,
the injector part, now the injection part, you know, I took that out of the equation. I know that that's only going to take a few minutes now instead of 30.
Well, and then, you know, and like I said, I mean, when you're doing butts and briskets and stuff like that, that's some of the most time-consuming things that I deal with. I mean,
yeah.
you know, mix it up, and then, you know, like I said, I mean, then, you know, get your grit going, and, you know, it just, you know, it takes time. I mean, I can trim stuff up quick. You know, I'm quick with a knife, but, you know, it's things like that, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's me. I mean, we got lucky. We kind of made this a mini vacation this weekend. So we come up on a Thursday night and got here. And then so, you know, I got a Friday morning. The promoter said that they'd probably be around about 8:30. I think they probably showed up around 9. And, you know, so went in, you know, got all my registration done. They inspected the meat. So, you know, it was probably... Good Lord. I mean, it was probably 10:30 before I even pulled anything out of a package and start trimming or anything. And like I said, it was right around noon or so. Between 12:30, something like that, I'm done. I mean, I'm done with butts, I'm done with briskets, and I'm sitting there going, wow. Man, I mean, everybody, they kind of went off sightseeing, so it was just me, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, now what am I going to do?
I'll tell you what you do next time. You get done early, you put that tube around your neck like a scarf, and you go show that thing off and show everybody else that's struggling with their injection. And say, hey, look at this thing.
Jaws
are going to hit the ground.
Yeah, well, and I've got a couple of big ones coming up here that, you know, we'll probably have, you know, 50-plus teams at, and I guarantee you, it's going to be exciting to watch the look on people's face.
Yeah,
the response we got down here was just unbelievable.
It's a good show, man. It's people really like it. They really enjoy watching, seeing something that they've never seen before. Something like that. The more people we get it seen to, the more we can get them out there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. And I mean, you know, we all, you know, it's a very useful tool, but, you know, it's, you know, it's like all of us guys, you know, in barbecue world, stuff like that. You know, we like gadgets.
We like
anything that, you know, screamed, you know, this is a man toy right here. I mean, you know, we're all about it. And I mean, when you pull one of these out here, it's like, you know, it's kind of like the old Tim Taylor tool man, you know. It's like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
You know, everybody looks like, damn, I got to have one. Man, where the hell did you get that? And like I said, I mean, I had it sitting out. I mean, I had it sitting out for the better part of that night. And people were walking by, and they were looking at it like, oh, what are you doing?
What
I was like, well, you know, we might do Botox injections here later, you know, come back by, you know, pump something else up. We could probably do that, too.
Make sure you read that label.
we did. You know, I had a couple people read that. It's like, do you want to check people? And blah, blah, blah. They're looking at it like, what's that about? You know, yeah. I mean, I forgot about that. That's classic on that. I thought that's pretty funny.
You want the next thing, I haven't actually done it yet, which I don't know why, but alcohol infusion of fruit. Why not take Chops Power Injector and probably going to have to get some closed-in needles and shove that thing into a watermelon with your favorite spirits, I guess you could say,
yeah.
And
yeah, sure.
get, get some drunken watermelons going on. Some random drunken fruits. I'm pretty sure you can get a heck of a lot more inside that watermelon with my injector than you could with a syringe.
Oh, absolutely. I hadn't even thought about that. Man, back in college days in high school, good Lord.
Oh, yeah, we could ruin a campfire real quick.
Yeah, you can go to a big frat party walking in with your deal like, here, I'm here to take care of the melon tonight, boys. And everybody be like, oh, my God.
That might be the commercial. The next commercial is the Animal House injector commercial. How about that?
There you go. The ultimate melon injector. Yeah.
That could be a huge market we don't even know about yet.
That's probably bigger than barbecue. Absolutely. You got to have this for your next frat party.
Yeah. I'll put it away before everybody gets really drunk.
That could be one of those things too. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's just so. Do you have anything else out there that you've done or built or anything maybe on the horizon?
On the horizon, I'm working on possibly a smaller one for the backyard guy. I'm working on the prototypes to that. I'm working with a new bottle company that has shelled out some major dough to have their bottle all FDA approved. The bottle, the hoses, the triggers, all that stuff's FDA approved. So here in maybe a month or so, I should get my first round of those. So I'll have a full stock of half-gallon and one-gallon size injectors that are completely made with medical grade or FDA approved pieces. The smaller one I'm looking for something between. I'm trying to aim for 32 ounces, so I can really tap into those backyarder guys that look at that thing and go, it's just too big. I don't think there's no way I could ever use that much room. So I want to get something into that. Into those people, because those are the guys that need to play with injections. They want great tasting food, and I swear that the only way you're going to get the best tasting barbecue is if you put some kind of flavor inside that meat somehow.
Absolutely.
You know.
No.
And it doesn't matter what it is. You don't have to go out and spend, $20 on injection materials. You can make your own. Keep it simple. I injected with apple juice and some rub a couple weeks ago. It kind of brought me back down to basics, and it was really good. You know, just real simple injection. Like, wow, I haven't had that in so long. Simple things for your poultry. Heat up some butter. Get it broke down real thin. Pretty warm, not enough to melt plastic, but butter, rub, inject it into your chicken, and you're going to have spectacular chickens every time. So,
yes,
you know, anything else I've done, I've been barbecuing as a barbecue team only for, I think this is my third year. Before that, I flew model airplanes. I raced model airplanes all across the country. So I've always kind of been a tinker, an idea type of guy. So this is my first big one.
Well, yeah. I think you've got a deal here. I mean, like I said, I mean, and we, you know, of course the needles we had, I think the needles on the come stock was like 14 gauge. And, I said the first time we stomped it up and, we thinned it out just a little bit and, it went. And, but you were saying earlier you had some bigger needles that you can put on them?
Yes, I have 12-gauge needles also. I shoot unstrained, full rub through there. I mean, you can't go crazy and put half-cracked peppercorns in there, but if it's big enough to shoot through those needles, it's big enough, you know, if you think that your rub's not too chunky, it's going to shoot through there, and you're going to have your rub fully into the
into your meat, and the flavor is just amazing. You know,
well,
it's just,
I use it. You know, a lot of times, if I want to inject something like that, you know, I've got a coffee grinder, and so, you know, I carry it wherever I go, and I've got any burger stuff on my trailer, so I just, you know, I'll grind my stuff down, you know, to a powder, and, you know, mix it in and push it, and, you know, don't say I have a problem with that, but, you know, I set up, you know, ran into this, you know, yesterday, I couldn't identify what it was. It was just, there was something big in there, and, matter of fact, the first time, it hung it up in the handle,
yeah.
And I guess maybe, you know, the whole, is there a screen or something down in that handle?
There's not a screen. There's a spring down there. There's a push-pull spring. There's a spring down in the very bottom that you want to take apart to clean every once in a while, which is easy. You pull the handle top off for the trigger up, and it comes off, and you'll unscrew the valve body. I use a pair of needle nose pliers, stick it in those oblong holes, and unscrew that, and you'll find that piece comes out as one unit. So you just clean that, toothbrush, and some soap. Probably be advised to put a couple drops of vegetable oil or mineral oil on that. And then there'll be a little rubber washer the size of a quarter. Take that off, wipe that off. And very bottom, there's going to be something that almost looks like a stainless steel ball-point pin spring. And that little burger, you can either keep it in there or not. So if you take it out and lose it, you just have to, you'll probably operate on a little bit higher pressure. So you just have to have a little more trigger control. But that's what pushes that piece of rubber up whenever you pull the trigger. Actively pushes it instead of just the pressure of the fluid pushing on it. So that little spring could be the culprit. It could snag bigger chunks of stuff. I mean, I've been using one of my first prototypes for a year and a half now. I've cleaned it a couple times. One time I did have a problem. I got in there, I found it right there in that spring, cleaned it out. I haven't had anything hang up since.
Well, and I mean, I just backworked it with a little bit of water, and I mean, I was good to go. I mean, you know, so it wasn't like it wasn't a huge thing. You know, it hung it, and you know, like, you know, I don't know what you got in here. And, you know, we ran a little bit of water through it, and it was working fine. And I think what normally he did was he normally kind of heats up his injection process, and yesterday he just mixed it with cold water. And so I think, you know, whatever it was in there was clumping up, and, you know, we just, you know, you couldn't see it real well, but, you know, inherently it was getting down in there, and, you know, we thought maybe at first it was a needle, but, you know, we got to Washington, and that's the nice deal about your manifold is, you know, you can see everything in that manifold. I mean, you can see what's going on. And,
that was a major point. You know, I could probably cut the price down in half if I went and had that piece injection molded out of black plastic or something, but you can't see it, and you're dealing with food. You need to be able to see what's going on, making sure that manifold with the nips and crannies are clean. That is a big, big deal.
Well,
so,
and it's
clear.
It's
easy to clean. It takes a couple steps, and you got a clean injector. And you know, as we all know, we're dealing with raw food. Got to keep them clean and sanitized. Keep them away from the kids. You know. I'm real glad you enjoyed it.
When you hit me up the other morning, you know, I told you, I mean, I was fixing to try it for things, and I was like, no, this is a perfect weekend for us to talk about it. I mean, you know, I had some experience using it, and you know, no, it was that was great. And like I said, Stan, you know, he messaged me the other morning that, you know, they were going to have, you know, some big stuff happening. And so that worked out good. I mean, you guys have talked for a few minutes. And, you know, that's huge, you know, him, you know, being able to use your product out there. you know, and some of that stuff too. So, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I love stuff like that, you know, innovations and stuff, and, you know, it makes our lives out there competing and stuff easier.
Yeah.
And
it's not a bad, you know, it's not a bad investment, you know. It's not going to hurt you to buy it. And, you know, I try to make it as user-friendly as it could be. So you can go out there the first time and the last time you use it, it's going to be easy to use, easy to clean, easy to work with.
You know, and I guess too. I mean, if for some reason a pump stops working or something like that, we can order the individual parts from you too. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, I'll take care of just about any problem you had, unless you were using it at your drunken frat party in it. And it, if you pick tug of war with it, you know, we're probably going to have some issues with warranty repairs. But other than that, yeah, I'm going to stand behind this product 125%. You know, I took this from an idea that I had in my head and came out in the garage and started jacking around with I was very under-tooled, you could say. I had a little mini drill press I had for building model airplane stuff, and a couple you know, small vices, and I made my first couple out of a flat piece of plexiglass that I had laying around. Couldn't get the holes to drill straight. I couldn't get anything to work like I wanted to. And that's when I said, why am I trying to do this on flat whenever I can actually spin a round piece and cut a nice long hole in it and make a really smooth looking contraption that I like to use. And I can't. From the beginning, I can't believe how well it works. I can get more injection in faster, more flavor. I've gotten calls in every cut of meat this year, and the three meats that I inject with it, which I need to start jacking with chicken injections. I just haven't found one that I like yet. But even whenever I start injecting chicken, I'll use that too.
Right. Well, no, I mean, it made perfect sense. I mean, I hadn't thought about, you know, taking the, and like I said, I've seen the package, but, you know, to be honest with you, I thought maybe more of a storage thing, but now I see exactly, I hadn't even really thought about it, that, you know, I screw a few, plug them off, and then run the one needle and do that. And I mean, you know, absolutely.
You could really even change the spacing of your needles. If you're a finicky brisket injector, which I know a few who are, you could unplug the first one, put a needle in the second one, and plug the third one, and you would have just over an inch and something of room so you didn't put as much injection in there. You know. You can. There's a lot of variations. Hopefully, in time, I'll have some longer needles and some smaller gauge needles for people who just shoot straight liquid. But those 14 gauge seem to be a great average for competition stuff.
Sure.
And the 12 gauge, those 12 gauge needles, those are scary to look at. But now I use them. I'll use them on just about anything. I used them on a full chicken a couple weeks ago. And,
well, like that, and another big one would be turkeys.
Turkeys. I did. I injected 29 turkeys last Thanksgiving with that.
Yeah.
And it was cold out here, and I was using butter. I was able to inject fast enough that the butter didn't coagulate before I got done. And I wasn't shy about the butter usage. I used an entire gallon of margarine butter with spices in it. And I injected these turkeys until they weighed another pound. And every single person who got one of my turkeys said, that was the best turkey I've ever had in my life. And you're talking people who have had 50 years of turkey.
Yeah. You know, I give you the grill butter injection, you know, a lot. And, you know, everybody always loved that, you know, when you're frying turkeys and stuff. And, butter is a great, you know, injection and stuff like that, you know.
last couple of years, I did the smoke fried turkeys, where I brined them for about 12 hours, pulled them out of the brine, set them up there on the table, injected them with my butter and spices, put a little splash or rub on them, not very much, put them in the smoker for a few hours till they got almost done, and then flash fried them.
Yep.
A lot of work.
It's great. It's great. It crisps up that skin, and I mean, you get the best of both worlds in that. I did a couple, and then of course the family, everybody's like, when I got in more into the smoking side of it, they're like, we just send you to smoke them. But the hard part with the turkey is that when you're smoking them, get them over that 140 degrees where you don't have to worry about anything souring again, and then And then, there's that little magical, flash fry. And, it's pretty amazing if you do like a 22-pound bird, how fast that bird can come to temperature. it comes to temperature real quick and some hot grease. And, I think I had a 22-pound bird, and I think it probably took, maybe 25 minutes in the fryer part of it, after the whole deal was said and done. And, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, those are great birds. Yeah, a great way to, and being able to shoot, I got some friends when I first started selling these back in April. I got introduced to a buddy that lives down the street from me. It's got like a bakery oven, and it's like 20 foot by 20 foot by 10 foot tall, big rotisserie, huge. In his garage.
Rotisserie.
Big rotisserie in his garage. And they'll put on 500 pounds of meat in this thing, if not more. And during Thanksgiving, they just line it up. Everybody brings their turkeys unfrozen, and they sit there and they inject them by hand with a single needle injector. And I showed them this thing, and it just blew their mind.
Yeah.
So we could get more butter into the turkeys faster. Of course, I'll sign us up. It took like, I think they took three of them that day. So, there's a use for this injector all over the place. Somebody's going to call me up this week, say, man, I heard you on the show. And I've been injecting with all the different types of injectors and every one of them. Arthritis, if you got arthritis, a lot of these barbecue guys I see running around, they've been working hard for the last 40 years, and their hands are tired. And they can't get those injectors to work. And this is perfect. Pump it up, get a couple pumps on it, and just lightly pull the trigger. I mean, that trigger was probably about the easiest thing you ever thought in the world to pull.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, there was no working at all. I mean, any work that's really done would be pumping it up. And I mean, and then really once you get it pumped up, I mean, you get a pump of pressure, and I mean, you're done. I mean, you can do your injection. And I mean, the other thing I liked about it real well, too, was that, I mean, you got every bit of that injection out of that thing. I mean, it'll suck it all up. And,
You figure out where that pickup tube's located in the bottom of your bottle. When you look down in there, you go, okay, it's on this side. Maybe put a little magic marker dot on there, and you can tip over, and you can get that thing will vacuum out every single drop.
Oh no, it is amazing. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, how it is. I mean, you must spray balls to look at. I mean, there's always a little bit in there. I mean, I'm sitting there going through that, and I'm going, wow, it's all gone. Oh, this is great. And, even in that cleaning process, you get some of that residual stuff left over, and a lot of that other stuff. And, I mean, it's a pain in the butt. And, like I said, I mean, when we stopped it up yesterday, we took it apart. And like I said, it was easy. I mean, we unscrewed the hose. I mean, we troubleshot it, unscrewed it, and, I mean, back washed it real quick, and, I mean, we were done. I mean, everything back to working, had it back together. I mean, and I bet we didn't spend 2 or 3 minutes in that whole process of doing all of that. And like, wow, you know, this is great. I mean, you can see where it's at, where it's not. Okay, well, is it here or is it here? And I mean, you know, we checked the hose. Hose wasn't it. Well, it must be right here in the handle. Flushed it for just a minute, and sure enough, I mean,
yeah, a little bit of hot water goes. Hot water, a little bit of hot water will take you a long way with that. I've noticed whenever I'm doing, my pork butts. Okay, I'm a fat side kind of guy up on my pork butts, and I'll checkerboard. I'll checkerboard the top a little bit. And that way, also, which I didn't know it until I started using the injector, I can get the needles in between the fat, so I'm not shooting straight through that fat. But occasionally, you'll hit a good fat vein or something, and you will plug up a needle. Well, you've got three other needles working for you because it's gonna take the path of least resistance. But if you get a little bit of fat in there while you're injecting, you just take you're supposed to have hot water out there, so take a little bit of your hot water, and you stick that head in there and wiggle it back and forth for a second. Stick that thing over a trash can and purge it just a couple times. Bump that trigger, and usually that little piece of fat will just fly right out of that needle, and you'll be right back on track. So it's very, very easy to troubleshoot and to use.
It's a great product.
It really seems to be the only way. I can't imagine injecting any other way. Now, I mean, I've been using mine. I first thought of this thing a couple years ago and got all the patents, you know, kind of used it undercover. I had a couple of my real close friends test and evaluate it, say, and just beat them up pretty much and say, hey, is there anything that needs to change? Is there anything that's a problem? And some of these guys are like, dude, no, I can't break it. I just can't.
No.
I can't have. I've left it. I left my prototype. I used to have to, before I got my trailer all plumb, I'd have to take my dishes from the trailer to the outdoor sink I've got. I left that thing in that sink clean and dirty for a couple days out in the sunlight at a time. I still use that same injector. You know, it's been frozen, it's been thawed, it's been everything. You're not gonna go to the hardware store, go to the barbecue store, and find a single needle polycarbonate injector that you can drop on the ground, pick it up, and use it. It's probably gonna be broke.
Right.
This thing, I've had these things bounce all the way across the driveway, picked them up, cleaned them off, and they still work just fine. So you got the heavy duty heads and stuff like that that I'm going to continue to build until there's another clear version available that I can afford to make. You know, it's the same head. I'm going to use the same head on any other model that I come out with. And I've got on barbecueaddicts.com and on, I think it's called Liberty Hot Tub up in KansasCity.com, on my site, barbecuekansascity.com, and you can find them on Amazon, too.
I'm going to put a link on my website so you'll have it there, too. And, we've got a couple of people in queue, and they may have some questions. You want to answer a few questions?
Let's see if somebody can stump me.
Okay.
Let's play Stump Dan.
Hold on. All right, hold on just a minute. Let me get a couple of men. Hold on.
Okay.
580-478-6701. You're live.
Hey, yeah. Lance, it's Roy.
I thought that was you back there.
I've just been kicked back and listening in while I've been fixing supper and all that good stuff.
Well, good, man. Good. Hold on just a second. Let me get one more in, and then we'll all chat. We got about 13 minutes or so before the end of the show. So, hold on just a second, Roy.
Okay.
731-571-1645, you're live.
What's going on tonight, people?
I thought that was you, man. What are you doing, Mr. Chadwick?
I am sitting down. I'm listening to the show, just enjoying it, listening to that, the Chops Power Injector. I tell you, I love mine. It's a dynamite machine. Anybody that needs an injector needs to talk to Dan. He will fix you up.
Well,
just wanted to call in and see how... Just wanted to call in and see how things going tonight.
Well, it's going now that I finally got into the show and everything. I was a little concerned. I had about a 20-minute stall tonight trying to get into the end of the site and everything. I guess it had something to do with the internet up here at the cabins and stuff up here in Redosa, because I could get on the other pages, but when I try to get into this one, man, it'd kick me out every stinking time, and I was starting to wonder if I don't even have a show tonight.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Sometimes it's pretty hairy, but you made it. You letting the smoke roll. You sounds like you're having a great time.
Yes, sir.
Dan, how's it going, Roy? Y'all doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Yep, doing wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, Roy, how's up? I seen your, I know that you've got stuff going with your daughter. And, matter of fact, I'm trying to think of the word. I'm kind of drew a blank, but looks like you have got a sign up for fundraising and stuff like that for it now. And how's that going?
Well, you know, actually, we've had a huge response from people, and we haven't even really, started announcement not even a week ago, so we are happy about that. We're actually about halfway to her down payment, so that's good.
Oh, that is great. That is great.
Yeah.
I know.
So,
I know what you guys are talking about. What's the site for that?
It is giveforward.com.
Okay. Yep. I think I've seen it around a little bit.
Yeah, it's been posted all over Facebook, and we appreciate everybody for doing that.
Well, anything we can do for you, Roy, on that end of it, part of the family, part of the Chadwick deal, and anything we can do to help you on that, this insurance stuff nowadays is... that's becoming a bunch of crap.
We're making the best of it.
Well, and yes, and I mean, you know, but, you know, that's a lot of daggum burden. And, I mean, people shouldn't have, I mean, you know, it's bad enough already on the other side of that to not, and then have to deal with something like that on that side of it, too. It's just, we all pay that money to have that. And, I mean, of course, on your end, active military, you're out supporting, our country and taking care of all of us. And, we can't return that favor. That's good.
Yep.
Pisses me off, sorry.
Yeah.
We're
getting there. We just got, some last-minute things to get. We're working on trying to get some donations for pork butts. That's one big... huge roadblock that we're hitting right now, but we'll get it all figured out. Still working on some donations for our silent auction that we're having. I've got a few items that's already been donated and working on. We've got a two-person quail hunt there in Oklahoma. It's been donated for an item, so... working on some other stuff.
Well, it sounds to me like you need a Chops Power Injector for a silent auction piece.
Hey, you send it, and we'll put it up.
Yeah, I was also going to – I know we're probably getting short on time. I don't have a clock near me. But I was going to offer for Lance's show here until the start of his next show, I'll do free shipping if you guys contact me at dan@barbecuekansascity.com. And same thing with you, Roy. Send me an email, send me an address. I'll get one shipped out to you this week.
Okay. All right, that'll work. And
it's all spelled out. It's dan@barbecue, Kansas City, spelled out, .com. So,
okay. And I'll post it on my sites and stuff that too. I'll have that down to where you guys can come on my Facebook page or whatever and you can find it. And, man, Dan, that's great. Free shipping. So,
free shipping till the start of your next show. Just in the subject, in the body of it, say West Texas Pitmaster Show deal, and we'll get you one shipped out within a couple days. If that, I think you contact me, Lance. I had it shipped out the next day or the same day or something.
Yes. I mean, I had it like a lickety split. I was like, wow.
And that's one thing I want to pride myself on is being super fast shipping, and I'm always checking my email. And anybody's got a question, comment, concern, contact us, and we'll get it figured out super fast. And
you told me you sent me a deal because you were waiting on some new labels or something, and you told me
I ran out of everything. I ran out of everything at the same time.
And you're like, bam, I mean, I said you shipped it the next day, and I'm like, wow.
I've got some great companies, local businesses that I'm trying to support, and I'll tell you what, they seem to, they see me and see that I'm trying to start this thing up, trying to get it to take off, and they seem to bend over backwards to help me. So all my local businesses that support me, man, I give them as much time as I can. Sometimes I have to bug them a little bit, but they knock stuff out fast.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. We've got we still got about 5 minutes or so. So, well, Dan put out the challenge there, see if anybody could stump him. So how about one of you two? You think you can stump Dan?
I'd probably be stumping myself.
Lance, you need to roll. He's telling the truth now.
Hey, Chris, real quick. Hey,
yes.
Are you offering free shipping on that cooker?
Oh yeah,
you
know it, bro. You know
your
it.
What?
Yeah, free. Send it by semi, yeah. To Colorado, that's right.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Roy, you didn't win the bid. So I have to be the one to let you know that
okay.
I'm not going to get that. I apologize. I mean, you just
darn, you know. I thought I had it at $10 and a penny.
I know.
I got this whole deal, man. I didn't get a chance.
You did. You missed out, Lance.
Yeah. I would have gone
$12.
I don't doubt it. I mean, we had some big spenders, some high rollers there bidding in on that green.
Well, I tried to
get what
75% off at 9 p.m., but he didn't fall for that either.
No. matter of fact, see, I knew I couldn't send that out because in the morning I will be using that. Lance, I don't know if you know, but in the morning, 9 o'clock, barbecuesuperstars.com, we will be having the barbecue morning show right here at Hall County. We've got a little set up. Daryl Mass will be in the house. We'll be shooting live video at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know what we're going to be cooking, but it's going to be big. Just put it out there for us and share it. All you have to do is go to www.barbecuesuperstars.com. We will have a few products on our table. And I'm sure I will probably have a injector of some sorts on the table with four needles. So.
Okay,
we're going
live in the morning, 9 o'clock. It's going to be a crazy show. I don't know how long we're going to run it. We're going to roll with it and let the smoke roll, and we might stay on 2 or 3 hours. Who knows? But we're going to be fun. We're going to be in front of the camera, just having a good time.
Sounds awesome.
So spread the word. Spread the word, guys, and let's get some hits on that morning show. It's very simple. It's a streaming live feed. Daryl's been in St. Louis with Frank at hold on a minute.
It's Joplin. It's down in Joplin. Frank Cox at Pitmaker.
Pitmaker.
Pit Builder.
Pitbuilders.com, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah,
Pit Builders.
He's a good dude. Frank Cox is a good dude.
Frank. Yeah, and Frank might even be coming with him. I'm not sure yet, but we're going to have a big time. I'm sure Keith Webb, Power Reports, will be in the house. James Brawner. Goob's going to be in the house, grilling and chilling. I don't know who else is going to be around, but we're going to be having a big time in the morning. That's for sure.
Man, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm going to try to listen in. I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to be traveling some tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to be leaving that early, so I'll try to listen a little bit in the morning.
We're going to watch it a little bit. We're going to put some phone numbers out. I'm not sure what numbers will be going out in the morning for that. I don't know if it'll be 347 number, or it might be a couple other numbers in the morning. But we'll be shouting it out, call in, and
I'll call in.
If I can get up, I'm going to call in, but I'm going to be anonymous and ask a bunch of injector questions.
That'll be fun. Ask all you want. We have four needles we can inject in that butt.
can you get that thing a little closer to the camera? I can't see it very well.
I'll be sure to put it right up and let.
He might be able to hit the Botox market with that thing too. I mean, you know, he might have something there.
I'm telling you, can you imagine, you know, how one needle feels? Can you imagine four in that hip?
I'm telling you what, I mean, you can blow a butt, pump up.
the Hollywood special. Somebody orders one from Hollywood, I'll give it to them for half price.
There you go. There you go.
Well, there you go. God, I enjoyed it. I know we're getting pretty close to being the end of it. And so I tell you what, I want everybody to give a shout out to everybody. And I'll tell you what, Dan, we'll start with you. And you can kind of throw your information and stuff out there for everybody to hear it. And then Roy, and then Chadwick, and then I'll get on. And I'm glad you guys all got on tonight. I enjoyed it. And y'all are welcome anytime. So, go ahead, Dan.
Okay. I'm Dan. You can contact me at dan@barbecuekansascity, spelled out, BARBEQUE, kansascity.com. $100 deal. I'll send you a PayPal invoice. You can send me a check. I don't care. Free shipping, $100. That's it. Just as simple as that. You can get on BarbecueKansasCity.com, Facebook, BarbecueKansasCity.com. Shop QE Barbecue is my Facebook page. Get on there and like it. The likes are shooting up there to the sky right now. So I appreciate everything you guys are doing for me, and I'll be listening.
Thanks, Dan. All right, Roy.
Hey, this is Roy Powell. I am the founder of Assault from the Sky Barbecue, along with my wife. Hit us up on Facebook also. Got the fundraiser going on for my daughter, so you can go to www.giveforward.com and search Madison under it, and you'll find a picture of her trying to raise money for her seizure dog. If anybody out there is listening and want to donate any items or anything like that for a silent auction, you can hit me up there on Facebook. Again, that's Roy Powell, and appreciate you letting me come on the show here.
Hey, anytime, Roy, man. I say if you need anything, just holler, and we'll get it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming, man. All right, Chadwick.
Yep.
Okay, guys, Chris Chadwick here. Look me up on Facebook, Chris Chadwick, All County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. Also, I want to thank Lance right here for doing a stand-up show. He's a one hell of a guy, and he's a great show host, and appreciate you having me on tonight. And if you can, catch our show in the morning, Barbecue Superstars Morning Show, live video stream right here out of Hogg County. It's going to be a big show. We're going to have a lot of fun, cook up something. We're going to let the smoke roll. And be sure to catch me on Wednesday night, Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke Show, 6 o'clock, BarbecueSuperstars.com. Thank you, Lance. I appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, man. You too, bud. All right. Well, I'm going to finish it up. This is Lance Morrill, host of the West Texas Barbecue Show, West Texas Pitmasters Barbecue Show. You can find me on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters. And I need to give a shout-out real quick to a few of my sponsors, and we'll get off of here. I'd like to thank Grill Great, Meat Rake, great products, man. You guys can find them on Facebook. GOT Energy Services out of Midland. Texas Web and Graphics in Lubbock, Texas. Oak Ridge Barbecue, another one in Missouri guys there. I mean, got some great rugs. I mean, can't do it without them. A2's Barbecue, you got some killer barbecue sauce. Matter of fact, you sent me some habanero barbecue sauce the other day. It is dynamite. And I hadn't had time to really get to play with it a bunch, but, man, I tasted it. It's pretty good. And so it's great. And Big Ron for us has got some killer beef injection. So look all them guys up and find them all on Facebook. And guys, I enjoyed it. And thanks for coming on. I want to thank Stan Hayes of OBR for coming on. And hey, we'll have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.
All right.
Appreciate it, Lance.
Thanks.
Have a good one, brother.
All right, y'all too. I'll try to call in the morning, Chadwick. Thanks, Dan.
All right, that'll be good. You call in now.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right. All right.
All right.